hear argument now in the case of Sharafi against Gonzalez.
May it please the court, counsel. Your honors, this is an immigration case, petition for review filed on the basis of the denial of a motion to reconsider.
Can you talk louder, please?
Yes, your honor. This is an immigration case involving a petition for review following the denial of a motion to reconsider the denial of a motion to reopen on the basis of new relief available. We had filed a motion to reopen with the board on the basis of new relief available once the labor certification had been approved. This is a 245I case, which allows the respondent, the petitioner, if they are in the United States, to file for adjustment of status. There had apparently had been a ruling by the board previously. We had never gotten a copy of the prior decision by the board. We had even requested a copy of the decision and had no response. We had filed a motion to reopen and or a motion to remand on that basis. And the board ruled that that motion was filed untimely. We filed a motion to reconsider that basis or that decision on the basis that under 8 CFR 100.2 C1, motions to reopen on the basis of new relief available where the circumstances arise subsequent to the prior or subsequent to the hearing exist. And that is the circumstance here where the labor certification was approved subsequent to the prior hearing in the board's decision. And therefore filed the application for the new relief with the motion to reopen, and we believe the board misread 8 CFR 100.3 C1 to the extent that they believe that the 90-day rule still applies. There appears to be an ambiguity in that
Counsel,
section.
How is any of these arguments properly before us given the time considerations? There was no petition for review filed from the denial of the motion to reopen.
No,
the only petition for review was filed from the denial of the motion to reconsider, the board's third decision, and under the Supreme Court's decision in Stone, that does not permit us to consider any of the factors that went into the making of the order denying the motion to reopen.
In its motion to reconsider, in its decision denying the motion to reconsider, the board specifically points out that it believed that the motion to reopen was untimely. Motions to reconsider
errors of counsel. Look, here's the problem. Your supposed new circumstances were the circumstances that justified the motion to reopen, not the motion to reconsider.
That's correct.
And under Stone, it is outside our jurisdiction to consider your challenge to the denial of the motion to reopen. There were no new circumstances between that and the motion to reconsider.
That's correct.
And therefore, it looks to me, if we're going to be faithful agents of the Supreme Court, that there's nothing before us. Now, how could we possibly, given Stone, consider the arguments you are now making?
The motion to reopen, or the motion to reconsider, is supposed to point out errors of fact or law.
I understand
in
that. I'm asking you to address the holding of the Supreme Court in Stone and to make an argument, if you have one, about why, given Stone, it is permissible for us to consider your arguments.
I will apologize to the court. My explanation to the court is that we were pointing out the errors of law, that there is an ambiguity in Section 1003 the motion to reconsider goes specifically to the errors of law in the board's determination of our motion to reconsider.
Look, that's the kind of argument that, at least as I understand Stone, Stone does not allow us to hear. Now, you too must have read Stone. Is there some part of Stone I'm misunderstanding?
I'm sorry, Your Honor, I cannot address that.
Well, look, there are two things for me, at least. First of all, this idea that of the, what is it, the labor certification or work certification? Yeah, that's come way late, and I think you recognize that has it's a separate thing, and you don't hold everything up waiting for that, right?
That's correct. You cannot file for the relief until that's been approved.
And what Judge Easterbrook's pointing out here is this, because of the time lapses, these things were not filed timely, we simply can't go back, because I'm obviously curious, as we all would be, is why was the motion to reopen denied and what were the factors there? We have none of that before us and can't consider it. That's our problem. And I assume that's something that you want to eventually argue.
It is, Your Honor, and I'm really arguing on the motion to reconsider that the
file
board
late.
Erred in its interpretation of Section 108 CFR 1003.2C 1, which is a question of the federal law, and.
In hindsight, a lot of things could have been done maybe in a timely manner, and we would have had some of these things before us. That hadn't happened. That's the problem that's created here. I don't know whether that was your problem. Maybe this is somebody else's case. It happened before you got it. I don't know. But whatever it is, that's what we've got, which isn't enough.
It did start as someone else's case, Your Honor. And the
what?
It did start as someone else's case, Your Honor.
No.
The labor certification had been timely filed under 245I and the appeal to the board. The decision, the untimeliness with regard to the motion to reopen that the board was holding was on the basis of the board's decision, but petitioner nor her attorney ever got a copy of that and did not know that, in fact, the board had made a decision. So when she filed her motion to reopen, it was denied on the basis that it wasn't filed within the 90 days. We didn't know that there was a decision. We requested a copy of the decision, even if there was any, and did not receive any response from the board. So to say that it was untimely on a factual basis, we did not have any knowledge that, in fact, the board had, in fact, made the prior decision. So that would be the error of fact in the board's decision.
What, you got a bag and baggage notice or something like that?
She got a bag and baggage notice.
What did she do right away?
I'm sorry?
What did she do right away? Didn't do anything,
She contacted her attorney who had done the appeal, who appeared to have tried to find out what if there was a board decision, and in fact, there was no information on the BIA's system that a decision had been rendered.
Okay.
Thereafter, a written notice was sent to the board, and no response was received. We never got a copy of the board's decision. So when she filed the motion to reopen, it was actually a motion to reopen or to remand, with an explanation in the motion itself that she had never received the notice. On that basis, the motion should have been considered timely, but it was denied on the basis that it had been filed 90 days outside. In our motion to reconsider, we pointed out, as a matter of an error of fact, that it had been that there had not been any receipt of any decision by the board. As a matter of law, we believe that the board misinterpreted Section 8 CFR 1003.C21 or 0.2C1. That provision provides that motions to reopen can be filed And it does not preclude, if you look at the next sentence, it says, subject to the other restrictions and requirements of this section. That sentence, those restrictions, don't apply to the motions to reopen on the basis of new relief granted. So we believe that the board misread 103.2C1, and that on that basis, the board's determination should be reversed. I would reserve any additional time for rebuttal.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ms. Schwartz, it will not be necessary for you to argue. Mr. Croteau, we appreciate you've done your best for your client, but the arguments you're now making are all arguments concerning the validity of the denial of the motion to reopen. They are not within our jurisdiction under Stone, and therefore we cannot consider on the merits the arguments you're now making. The court will enter a brief order to that effect in the coming days, but the petition for review will be denied. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our final argument this morning.